The Rondo alla Turca, famous music by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, originally for one piano, arranged for the Five Browns by Greg Anderson on KPAC San Antonio and KTXI Ingram. It's the Five Browns live from Bernie, a presentation back in February of the Bernie Performing Arts Society. I'm John Clare. We'll hear music by Igor Stravinsky, John Williams, and Sassans later in the program. Before their tour, I had a chance to speak on the phone with two of the Five Browns, Greg and Melody. I was looking at the program, and it's the 100th birthday of Igor Stravinsky's Rite of Spring this year, and I see you guys are doing the first part. How cool is this to play with five pianos?
It's been another dream of the five of ours to play the Rite of Spring. We are just starting to work on part two. But part one has gone so amazingly well in concerts, the little bit that we've played it. Audience are actually really responsive to it, and it's got so much energy and so much passion involved in it that we're so excited to be able to play it in the centennial year with such a great history of a wonderful piece.
I know that you have done lots of five piano arrangements of different music. This one seems complicated, and I would imagine, you know, counting is huge with this sort of thing. And I know Stravinsky himself had a piano and two piano version of this. Is it pretty a daunting task?
In some ways, it's more challenging than a lot of the other things that we play. And in some ways, it's maybe a little bit less challenging for the reasons that I'll name. For one, I think it's more challenging in, like you said, like metrically. Sometimes the counting gets a little tricky, and trying to bring out the orchestral colors that Stravinsky had in mind, trying to bring that out on the piano can be a little bit challenging, and the ensemble can be challenging as well. Some things that make it a little less challenging than some of our other pieces is the fact that it sort of works really, really well as a five piano arrangement, and you don't have to like add a bunch of notes to it. Like some of our other pieces are like very pianistic, and the arrangers have taken a lot of liberties with adding a bunch of things to it. So there are like in some respects there are fewer notes, which makes it a little easier to balance, I feel like, sometimes. It's not just, like, so many notes. Like, some people have to, like, almost be invisible. I feel like it works really, really well for five pianos on an arrangement.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing the first part of the Rite of Spring when you guys are in Bernie, Texas. I know that it's thrilling to see five pianos on stage, and I know there'll be some solo performances as well as some duos. Is it nice to be able to work in this other rep?
It is. You know, obviously, all of us grew up being soloists, and we, you know, we've done a lot of ensemble playing. And my sister Desiree and I, in school, in our master's program at Juilliard, decided to focus on two piano playing. So we kind of feel like that's where our passion is. Whereas Gregory, Melody, and Ryan, they all have, you know, strong roots in solo piano performing. And so it's nice to be able to kind of show these different sides of who we are, where we feel our strengths lie. And then you can kind of see when we all come together as a group how it works together as a whole. So we kind of get the best of both. We get to do what we individually love as well as what we love as a group performing together. So it kind of works all around.
I know fans will probably recognize a couple of selections from your Hollywood album on here.
That's right, and I think we might even throw in a couple more in there as well. We're going to be doing some Star Wars, which I think will be. We've all grown up loving old films and more recent films too, and so Star Wars has always been a favorite of the five of us. And so when we decided to do an album with some movie music on it, we really wanted to include Star Wars and a few others, but we said if we're going to do it, it needs to be challenging. And let me tell you, these Hollywood album pieces are challenging. They might be fun for the audiences to listen to, but for us, they keep us working for sure. So we've got some Star Wars on there. We've got a couple other little selections from off the album that I think we'll kind of mix in with some of the more challenging pieces that people haven't heard of. So I think hopefully people will come away with a good mix of, you know, several different types of music.
A few years back, I know you guys, I caught a wonderful outreach concert in Philadelphia, and I know you're going to be playing here in Bernie for young people. Is that important to you?
Oh, absolutely. I guess you could say it's the thing that's most important to us, honestly. I mean, we love this music so deeply, and it's just such a part of who we are. And we feel like it's enriched our lives to such a high degree that we almost feel an obligation to pass this on to the next generation. And not even just to the next generation, but to people of all generations who are not quite as familiar with classical music, or who through their lifetime haven't quite given it the chance that we feel it deserves. And so to be able to go out there and introduce people to this music, it's like a huge gift for us, we believe, to pass it on to the next generation and to people of all ages.
Well, we're looking forward to the concert Saturday night, February 9th, there in Bernie. I guess I'd end and ask, I know you guys do a lot of touring, and obviously lots of pianos are brought to the concert halls and whatnot. Do you guys have a piano tech, or have certain things that, you know, have to make sure tuning is just right? I know, you know, we might think of rock bands going on and having their guitar guy, or, you know, their sort of tech person. Do you guys have someone you rely on?
Well, we have these five Steinway pianos, obviously, that are loaned to us from Steinway, and they've been amazing. So every time before we start a tour, they go and get looked at in the Steinway factory in New York City and get worked on, and anything major that needs to happen is done there. And then the pianos are trucked out to all of our venues, most of our venues across the country that we perform in. And any little work that needs to be done is Steinway has authorized tuners and technicians across the country, and they're just brought into the venue, and they take care of tuning the piano before the show. And for the most part, the pianos have held up really well. So we've been really blessed to be able to be pianists performing on, you know, the same instruments almost every night is pretty much a dream.
Oh, excellent. Well, guys, we're looking forward to it. Thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you. Well,
thanks for your time.
Greg and Melody Brown of the Five Browns. Melody performs this arrangement from The Sound of Music, My Favorite Things. Thank you. Stephen Hough's arrangement of Richard Rodgers' My Favorite Things from The Sound of Music. We heard Melody Brown, part of the Five Browns Live in Bernie. It continued with DeAndre Brown playing Ich Liebe Dich. Song by Edvard Grieg, originally for voice and piano. There, an arrangement by the composer Edvard Grieg for solo piano. Ich liebe dich, DeAndre Brown on KPAC and KTXI. Thank you. Malagueña. Wonderful music from Lecuona, the Cuban composer and pianist, from his Andalucía suite. The brothers Gregory and Ryan Brown performed on KPAC and KTXI. You're listening to a live concert from the Bernie Champion High School as part of the Bernie Performing Arts Center presenting the Five Browns live in concert. It continued with Ryan Brown playing this concert etude by Edward McDowell.
Thank you.
Edward McDowell's Concert Etude with Ryan Brown at the keyboard. The first half rounded out with music by Igor Stravinsky, arranged by Jeff Shumway. The Rite of Spring, this is the first part. Eight sections here, from the Adoration of the Earth to the final Dance of the Earth. Thank you.
Thank you.
first part of the Rite of Spring. They even added a little bit of percussion. It was hard to see there on stage, but Melody had a percussion instrument in her left hand. It was an arrangement for five pianos of Igor Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring. We heard the first part, Jeff Shumway's wonderful arrangement for five pianos. I had a chance before the concert to speak with the guys, both Ryan, Greg Brown, and the guest for the evening, Stephen Bias, who was filling in for Desiree Brown. Welcome back to Texas. You guys, I think, were last in Kerrville when I saw you here.
Yeah, that's right. It was a few years ago.
Yeah. How's your stay been?
It's been really, really great. We really love coming here to this area especially. We're all originally born in Houston, so coming back to Texas kind of feels a little bit like coming home. So it's been really, really fun.
And you've experienced a little bit of both. You had some sun and a little bit of rain, right?
Yeah, we had sun the first couple days that we were here, and then it's been foggy and a little bit rainy all day. So, yeah, hopefully it will be sunny tomorrow.
But at least it's not a nor'easter, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's where I live, actually. So if I were there now, it wouldn't be very fun.
No way. How's touring going?
Having a great time. It's really a lot of fun to rehearse with the Browns. They're a great family, obviously wonderful musicians.
Yeah. I've heard rumors that Star Wars is on tap. Are you guys excited about the new episode 7 that's going to be underway? Have you heard any rumors or anything?
Yeah, we heard the rumors. Well, now that J.J. Abrams is on board, we think that's going to be pretty amazing. So we have high hopes for it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've been following that news like every day. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah. Is it? Are there ever any good movies on the flights or anything? Do you try to store them on iPads or phones or anything for this sort of stuff?
Once in a while. Yeah, on flights, we typically try and catch up on a little sleep since traveling can get a little hectic sometimes. But the five of us really enjoy movies. Actually, we just went to go see a movie last night, which was really fun. So, every once in a while when we're on tour, we'll just kind of kick back a little bit and go do something fun, like go see a movie.
Oh, cool. Thanks for talking.
Hey, no problem. No problem.
A couple of questions before the concert with the guys, Gregory Brown, Ryan Brown, and Stephen Bias, who was performing with the five Browns as Desiree Brown had just had a baby. The concert continued with this great arrangement by Greg Anderson for music from John Williams, the score Star Wars. Thank you. Suite for Five Pianos by John Williams from Star Wars, an arrangement by Greg Anderson for the Five Browns, performing live as guests of the Bernie Performing Arts Society on KPAC and KTXI. This concert was recorded back in February, and we're happy to bring it to you today. This normally has a cello line, but Greg Anderson arranges it beautifully for two pianos. It's called The Swan from the Carnival of the Animals. Melody and Deandra Brown playing The Swan by Saint-Saëns, an arrangement for just two pianos with Greg Anderson's wonderful arrangement. This is KPAC San Antonio and KTXI Ingram. I'm John Clare. This concert recorded by Paul Flav. And the concert continued at Bernie Champion High School with music by Dario Marianelli for Atonement. Thank you. The Five Browns playing a score by Dario Marianelli, arranged by Greg Anderson, Atonement. We heard the Five Browns in concert on KPAC San Antonio and KTXI Ingram. You can find out more at tprclassical.org. They ended their formal program with this Sassans Danse Macabre.
Thank you.
The Danse Macabre, an arrangement for five pianos with the five Browns. Sassan's score, arranged by Greg Anderson, on KPAC San Antonio and KTXI Ingram. The audience, though, went wild, and they encored music by Edvard Grieg. From Peer Gynt, this is In the Hall of the Mountain King. In the Hall of the Mountain King by Edvard Grieg, an encore with the five Browns on KPAC San Antonio and KTXI Ingram. This was a concert recorded by Paul Flav at Bernie Champion High School on February 9th, a presentation of Bernie Performing Arts Society. You can find out more at tprclassical.org and hear the interviews with the five Browns. I'm John Clare. Thanks for joining us here on KPAC San Antonio and KTXI Ingram.